Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Republican strategist Carl Calabrese joining us on the WBEN Troquhar College Live Line. I want to start, Carl, with the politically motivated shootings in Minnesota over the weekend. The suspect caught late last night after the biggest manhunt in the state's history. He's accused of killing State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband and wounding State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, terrorizing the state. I mean, this was jarring. But are we also becoming numb to this in some way?
I don't think so, Susan, especially this one. I mean, this was so, you used the word, terrorizing, that, you know, he dresses up as a police officer. He disguises his car to look like a police vehicle. He knocks on the door. People maybe look through and see that it's a police officer. They open the door and he guns down a husband and wife, a state legislator, and then goes and shoots another one who fortunately survived. But this was really, as you use the right word, what can I say, terrorizing. And it just takes on new weight, I think, when you say, what is wrong with people? Now, apparently this guy, early reports are that he wrote a manifesto. It will be very interesting to see what might have been the motivation for this. I assume he's a Democrat only because he was appointed to state office, state positions by two Democrat governors, two consecutive Democrat governors, including Tim Walz, the current governor. But I don't know. That's all I know right now is I'm assuming he was a Democrat by virtue of the fact that he was appointed by Democrat governors. But let's wait and see what this motivation may have been. But it's terrible. I mean, you just shake your head and you say, you know, what are we coming to as a country where this becomes a way of for people to say, I'm going to solve the political problems. I'm going to deal with the political problems, and this is the way I'm going to do it. And disguise myself as a cop, knock on somebody's door, and gun them down in cold blood. I mean, it's the stuff of the cop shows that you watch on television, which, you know, my wife watches a lot of my teaser because they try to outdo each other with how bizarre the plots are, and they keep getting more and more bizarre and more violent. And I think we've just taken a step towards both of those features, violence and bizarreness.
Well, Carl, the new war in the Middle East, Iran, Israel acting late last week to take out nuclear sites, to take out people who are involved in their nuclear program. Iran responding, of course, over the weekend, the two sides trading barrages of missiles. And this is something that could quickly escalate to a wider global conflict. You know, I've been reading a lot of people talking about what this is and how they read the situation. You could read it as simple as Israel reacting to what they viewed as an existential threat to their country, possibly an imminent nuclear weapon being held by Iran, and they had to do something. Or, as a lot of people have been, you know, kind of surmising, is this almost like a flare-up in a new Cold War between the U.S. and China and countries that are, you know, kind of similar, fighting these proxy wars, similar to what we saw 40 years ago?
Well, Brian, proxy wars have been conducted by all sides for many generations. There's nothing new there. But you have to give the Israelis this benefit that they have incredible intelligence networks and operations. We saw that with the pagers and with Hezbollah, and it looks very much like their strikes into Iran had inside help. So we don't know what they know because of those inside sources, but I do believe they felt that Iran was getting very, very close to actually making a bomb, and that's what prompted this. And I always thought that was going to happen, that the minute they thought that a bomb was imminent, that they would strike, and, you know, public opinion, world opinion be damned, because Israel has always put its security and its survival first and foremost, and they really don't care what the United Nations says. So I'm not surprised it happened. Now the question becomes, there is one nuclear facility that has not been touched yet, and that's the one that's built essentially into a mountain and almost impervious to bombing unless you have bunker-busting bombs. I believe Israel has bunker-busting bombs. I don't think they need us to provide those. I think Israel is reported to have developed a nuclear weapon. If you can develop a nuclear bomb, you can develop a 30,000-pound conventional explosive. The problem is, how do you deliver it? Because you need a heavy bomber to do that. Israel does not have that in their air force. Their air force is primarily fighter jets, not capable of carrying that kind of weight. However, they do have the C-130 Hercules, which used to fly out of Niagara Falls, and that has an over 40,000-pound weight capacity. Now that Israel has taken out the air defenses of Iran, that plane could be used. Even though it's slow, if there's no air defenses to shoot it down, that becomes a vehicle to deliver such a weapon. And I read a report today that don't be surprised if you see Israel attack that mountain facility with a commando raid and actually get into it that way, as opposed to trying to burrow bombs deep into a mountain. So stay tuned. I mean, the Israelis have pulled off some incredibly sophisticated and successful commando raids over the many years, going back to the raid on Entebbe. If they may very well decide that's the only way they can get into that facility and destroy it. So I think there's a lot more chapters to go before this book is done.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, and bringing you back to Buffalo here, early voting is underway. The mayor's race in Buffalo is the focal point. I mean, this is get out the vote time, right? Which makes or breaks campaigns.
Absolutely, especially primary, Susan, because you've got a very low turnout in most primaries. And so the side that better identifies its supporters and gets them to the polls on election day is the side that's going to win. And I don't see anything in this race that will upset that conventional wisdom and that history of successful campaigns. We are seeing a lot of advertising. I think the advertising is interesting from this standpoint. In the last few days, you've seen a commercial by Mayor Scanlon, directly responding to Ryan's attacks. And he comes out and he says, Senator Ryan is lying about me. He's lying about my record. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I have no use for Donald Trump or MAGA. That tells me that Ryan's emphasis on the Palladino issue with Scanlon is drawing blood. I don't believe you would see such a commercial if those Ryan attacks were duds. And so that tells me something, that maybe their internal polling is showing this thing getting close because those ads are being effective and he's got to respond to it a week or so out. So that's the way I read that. But again, it'll be a low turnout. I think one of the advantages that Scanlon has, obviously, is he's got a very, very strong operation in South Buffalo. We saw what the South Buffalo operation did to the city Democrat committee during petition time. They outperformed the city Democrats by 2-1 in terms of number of signatures. So he's got a very strong operation there. And he's also got the endorsement of the police and fire unions. That accounts for about 1,500 city workers. You take that number plus their spouses, their children, and that could be a difference maker in a low turnout close race.
Carl, thanks as always for joining us. Appreciate it. Carl Calabrese with us live here on WBEN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.